Here's Laura Gonzalez.
When I came to Christ, I knew that my life was to be lived for Him, for His glory. But I had no idea what my calling was as a woman. My gender had something to do with the way I needed to serve the Lord.
This is the Revive Our Hearts podcast with Nancy DeMoss Walgamuth and Betsy Gomez for October 8th, 2018.
Betsy, a week and a half ago, you and I were with about 7,000 other ladies at True Woman 18 in Indianapolis. Wow, what an incredible experience that was. And you spoke at that conference.
It's amazing to, you know, see so many women with a thirst and hungry for the Word of God. And it's just impressive to see how God is bringing a revival among the women.
And not just women in the United States, but in the Spanish-speaking world as well. You're a part of our Spanish language team, Aviva Nuestros Corazones, and just explain what it is that you do with that team. I know you do a lot.
Yes, so I manage the blogs. We have a youth blog for the youth, for women, and also for leaders. And also, I get to manage the media team. So it's very active, it's very fun, and, you know, that's an amazing team.
Now, at True Woman 18, we did some reflecting on the first True Woman conference, True Woman 08. This is the 10-year anniversary, not just of that event, but what has become a movement. Mm-hmm. And one of the special things we did at the True Woman 18 conference was to roll the clock back and reflect on the first True Woman conference, True Woman 08. It seems like a long, long time ago because so much has happened since then. The first thing that was really significant, I think, Betsy, was that that conference sold out, I think, 10 weeks in advance of the event. We had never had a True Woman conference before. It was the first national conference that Revive Our Hearts put on, and we didn't know what to expect. So when the doors opened and they just started flooding into that auditorium, we had the True Woman 08 tote bag sitting on the chairs, and all of a sudden there was this massive humanity of these women who were so eager. And I think a lot of these women, maybe till that point, had felt like they were kind of alone in wanting to be women of God, following Christ in a radical way. And sometimes, you know, you live according to God's word and you think, am I crazy? Mm-hmm. Because the whole world is going a different direction.
Yes.
But here were women who all of a sudden discovered there were a lot of other women who had a similar heartbeat.
My friend Laura Gonzalez de Chavez, who is the director of the Hispanic Outreach of Revive Our Hearts today, she was telling me that, you know, the truth was being proclaimed. All these women were so thirsty, and you could walk in and you could feel God's presence. So she told me when she was inviting me to the conference in 2012, Betsy, you need to be there because you need to feel how it is. You need to experience the word being taught and women, you know, listening attentive to the word. It gave me chills when she told me that, and it's basically what happened.
And my memories are so similar to that, because you wondered, with so much emphasis on entertainment today, would women really sit and be attentive, as you said, to the word being proclaimed? Like, you know, is that boring? But during the sessions, people were so attentive to the word of God. And there was a prayerful sense and a reverent sense and a joyful sense, much like you read about in the Old Testament.
Yes.
Of the reading of the word, and the people stood and they honored the word and they said, yes, Lord. So one of the things that happened in that conference that we didn't know at the time was that Laura, you've just referenced, she and 100 other women from the Dominican Republic had come to that event. We saw they were there. We knew they brought a lot of life and a lot of joy, and they were very excited about the conference. But what we didn't know was that God was really stirring in Laura's heart and in a number of the others as well to say, we need this ministry in Spanish.
And our team recently interviewed Laura about the memories that she had of True Woman 08.
And also what God has continued to do since in the True Woman movement, both in English and in Spanish. So let's take a few minutes and hear Laura's story.
Laura Gonzalez was a pastor's wife in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
In our church, there was this young girl that now is working for us in ANC, Yamel Garcia. And we did not know anything about mentoring or anything like that. And she approached me and said, Laura, I think I would like to sit with you and just talk about life and that, you know, you can mentor me. And I didn't know what that was, but I said, sure. And then she used to come to my house and she gathered a group of other girls from church and they used to come to my house. So in looking for resources and ideas to share with them, I looked in the internet and I found Revive Our Hearts. At that time, there was a program and Susan Hunt was in it. And they were sharing about just womanhood in general and all of that. And I said, wow, this is like a great resource and a great site for me to find resources.
She started listening to Revive Our Hearts and connecting to the website every day.
It became like a wealth of information and teaching for me personally.
One day, Laura heard about a Bible study resource being offered on Revive Our Hearts, Seeking Him.
I had no idea that it was a book that we should do in a group. So I just ordered it for myself. When I got it, I realized it was a thing that we needed to do in a group. So I invited some people from my church and all our hearts were just revived through the study. And while we were doing the study, they started to advertise the True Woman 08 event. And we just said, oh, we should go to that event. All of us, the ones in the group.
I just remember Laura had called us to get information and see about registering.
Debbie Hancock answers phone calls at Revive Our Hearts.
I could just hear something in her voice. She was intent on coming. And so we started helping her with that, did a couple registrations.
And then we said, but let's invite more people. But we had no idea what the Lord had in mind. And Patricia invited people from her church.
And she kept calling, getting more registrations and more tickets.
We invited people from our church, and eventually 100 of us came to Chicago in 2008.
And the more we talked, I just had the sense that this is bigger than what we know. They want to translate. They have a passion for the Lord, a passion for Revive Our Hearts. This is not going to end with just them coming.
We just thought it was a cool thing to go together to a conference, but we had no idea that the Lord was going to change our lives completely.
Before you know it, there's, what, over 100 at True Woman, and, you know, so that was pretty awesome.
The face of the ministry for me was Debbie Hancock, and I had a lot of contact with her throughout the registration process.
When I did get to meet them face to face, they knew evidently who I was and just came rushing over, and it was like I'd known them forever, you know, and it was just such a connection.
When we got there, I remember a group of us got there early, and I remember we went to our hotel rooms, we got our rooms, but we were so excited, we just went to the place where the conference was going to be held, just to peek, to see what was going on, and we found that they were preparing the tote bags. So we said, oh, we want to help, can we help? We're here, we have nothing to do, and we were just so excited.
Shortly after True Woman 08, Laura wrote this in her journal.
You have been given a role to play and no one else can fill it. These words still resound in my ears and in my heart. Nancy's final message for such a time as this has pierced my heart like an arrow. What a thought that the omnipotent God would consider using weak vessels to carry out his kingdom purposes on earth. That I can be useful to you is beyond my understanding. Nancy's message inspired me to say yes to you, Lord. I want to get involved in your countercultural mission. I want to share with all women around me the same truths that have been revealed to me.
The true woman knows that God knows and understands everything about her and her situation. He knows what to do. He has a plan, and his plan will not be thwarted.
This is Nancy DeMoss Walgamuth from True Woman 08.
true woman accepts God's plan, His design, His will, His ways as good. Though it might not be the way we would define good, it's God who defines good. So she leans on Him, she depends on Him in times of prosperity and joy, with gratitude, but also with gratitude and trust in times of pain and hardship and loneliness and uncertainty and confusion.
And then there were other speakers like Mary Cassian and her message. It was just so illuminating. Because when she said, "You've come a long way, baby," I remember that was the title of her message. She showed how the culture had worked in such a way that changed the way women related to their family, the importance of the home and the priorities, how they had been changed through the years, and how the culture had played a big role in shaping the way we think through programs and TV series. That was really illuminating. And it just made us understand so clearly the way culture affects us and how we need to be so in the scripture and our minds need to be so transformed so that we don't wander from God's plans for our lives.
And women,
this is Mary Cassian.
I believe that God's instructions for us in His Word are not only right, they are also good and pleasant and desirable. And our problem is we come and try and present a whole list of do's and don'ts, and we don't capture women's heart for the beauty of the vision of what womanhood is all about. And it's our only hope for wholeness to understand that our whole purpose is to live for the glory of God.
Another highlight from the conference was John Piper's message. It was so powerful. Just his prayer to open the message was powerful, just citing scripture and then saying how the big influence women have, especially women on their knees. He mentioned that we there, all these women were like a huge host, you know, so powerful just when we were in the Lord. And he said something that stuck with many of us. Wimpy theology makes wimpy women. That is so true, and that's resonated with so many of us. I mean, when we do not live according to the right doctrine, we will not live correctly, and we will not live in God's ways. And also, we will be very weak. So that was really something that resonated with all of us, and it stayed in our minds.
Wimpy theology makes wimpy women.
This is John Piper.
Wimpy theology does not give a woman a God big enough, strong enough, wise enough, good enough to handle the realities of life in a way that enables her to magnify Him and His Son all the time. It's not big enough. God's ultimate purpose for the universe and all of history and your life is to display the glory of Christ in its highest expression in His dying to make a rebellious people His bride.
Now, 10 years later, Laura sees some long-term ways that God has used the First True Woman Conference in her own life and in the lives of others.
When we went back to the Dominican Republic after the conference, we just had the desire that He had put in us to share this message. He took that desire, He brought about Aviva Nuestros Corazones through all of that. It was a little seed that just kept growing. The Lord kept growing it in front of our very eyes. And we were just doing the little we could do. So I think that's how we need to be with God. We just need to be available each day, doing what He calls us to do, even if it's a small thing. And He'll take that and then He'll carry out his purposes, which are bigger than what we are thinking.
As she thinks about 10 years from now, Laura Gonzalez says,
when I think 10 years from now, I just want to be doing his will and serving him, always being available. Sometimes I think I see old ladies or even old men and women that feel that their life, that they're old, that maybe they don't have the same strength they had before, or they cannot be used in the same capacity they were used before. But I think in God's economy, we are all useful in every season. It just changes. So what I want to do 10 years from now is just still be available until he calls me home.
Betsy, I just love hearing the stories of the lives that have been impacted in Spanish, now in other languages around the world as well, through this message of true biblical womanhood. And yours is one of the lives that's been really deeply impacted through this message. Now, as you said earlier, you weren't at the first conference in 08, but a couple years later, you heard about this thing called True Woman. Do you remember how that came about?
Yeah, my husband came from a conference and he told me, hey, you should find out what's going on with this True Woman movement or ministry, I think he said. So one night I couldn't sleep, so I went online and I Googled True Woman. So the first thing I found was a message that you gave, a True Woman 2010, called What is a True Woman? So I thought, well, I think this lady is going to describe myself. I just needed a little bit of encouragement in that moment, right? So when I started listening about the definition of what is a woman that is conformed to the truth of the Word of God and how that is lived out, I remember that you were teaching on Titus 2, and that was the first time that I saw the connection between my womanhood and the gospel. Honestly, I was in tears. I was a church girl for my whole life. I was in ministry. I was, you know, in my own understanding, rocking the marketplace. But yet, I didn't have an idea of the implications of the gospel in my role as a woman. So I claimed to be a Christian leader, but I didn't have an biblical understanding of how the gospel should be displayed in a woman.
And there was such a hunger in your heart that you didn't let it stop there. You went and continued investigating, researching, and that led you back to the messages from the True Woman 08
yes.
conference that we've just been talking about.
Exactly. It was incredible. I felt that I was sitting there among these women, even though I was in my house with my headphones, trying to be really quiet in the middle of the night. So I learned about the meaning of womanhood and how wimpy I was as a woman. I thought I was strong, but I was not strong at all. I realized that I was a wimpy woman because my theology was wrong and I was not living according to sound doctrine. And finally, I remember about the last message, I think, of the conference in 08. It was from him, through him, and to him that you were like wrapping up and like sending these women to live out this message in their daily lives. And that was very, very impactful. You also said that a true woman says, yes, Lord. And that night, the Lord started bringing me a lot of conviction and repentance of a lot of sins that they were hidden in my heart. So it was amazing. I remember that my husband woke up that night or the day after, and I was like with my eyes open, like, I need to tell you, I need to repent. I haven't been submissive. My work is my idol. I don't have a heart for my home. I don't have a heart for my children. So all of a sudden, I had to say yes, Lord, to a lot of things. And it's been almost 10 years, and I'm still in that process of saying yes, Lord, in the midst of my life and, you know, my daily and ordinary life.
And that's what really this true womanhood is all about. It's a lifestyle of saying, yes, Lord, of grounding our lives in the Word of God, whatever season of life we're in, and continual repentance and obedience and faith and humility. And that message that I gave at True Woman 08 from him, through him, to him, taken from Romans chapter 11. We're going to be airing that tomorrow on Revive Our Hearts. There's more to your story, and our team has recorded a video with you telling more of that. We'll link to that at reviveourhearts.com. If you'd like to hear more of Betsy's story, go there for that. And it is so encouraging now to look back over these last 10 years, see what the Lord has done, and then also to anticipate. We took a little time doing this at the 18 conference week before last to anticipate what God has in store for the years ahead. And who knows, I'm now in my 60s, you're in your 30s. There are women of every age who are connecting and becoming a part of what God is doing through this movement. And I think in English, in Spanish, in Latin America, in North America, all around the world, that we've just begun to see what God has in store as we, as women, say, "Yes, Lord." And then as we take that baton and pass it on to the next generation, the generations that are coming up behind us. And Betsy, our listeners have been such a huge part of helping this ministry continue over this decade, of making the True Woman movement possible, events like the True Woman conferences, and this program, day after day, putting this kind of truth into the hearts of women. And I know you're grateful, as I am.
Yes, I am.
For
I
those
am
who've
really
invested
grateful.
Day after day, week after week, month after month, to make this ministry possible and to support not only Revive Our Hearts, but Aviva Nuestros Corazones. How's my Spanish?
That's great. Aviva Nuestros Corazones. That's perfect.
So what we're hearing in English every day.
Yes.
There's also a daily program going out in Spanish for the women of Latin America and Spanish-speaking women around the world. And all of that requires daily, ongoing support of prayer and financial gifts. And this month, when you make a gift of any amount to Revive Our Hearts, we want to say thank you by sending you the 2019 Revive Our Hearts wall calendar. Betsy, have you used those calendars
yes.
in your house in some
those
past years?
Those are beautiful. I love those calendars. And let me tell you, that's the perfect Christmas gift. I have friends that in November are like, "Betsy, where's my gift? Where's my calendar?" Because I love them. They're beautiful. And we need reminders. As,
yes.
as believers, we
yes.
need reminders. So what a great reminder of the truth. So what is it about this year?
This year, it's taken from the book Seeking Him that I co-authored and Experiencing the Joy of Personal Revival. So each month is a quote from that book. And I know that you and a lot of your friends in the DR have been through that book, and many of them in Spanish.
Well, let me tell you that after I heard these messages, the next thing I did was this study with Moises, my husband. And let me tell you, it was life-changing. We had so many deep conversations, confessions, and the Lord made us a new marriage. We thought we were fine, but when you get closer to Jesus, you can see how big is your need of grace. So that book and that study, so infused with truth, confrontation, but also with grace.
And grace is one of the monthly themes in this new calendar. Seeking Him is going to be our theme throughout 2019. So it's our calendar theme as well. So each month you get a theme like grace or repentance or holiness or different aspects of seeking the Lord. So you can have those prompts, those reminders. I wrote that book with my friend Tim Grissom years ago, and I need those reminders in my own heart day after day. So I'm looking forward to having that calendar in our home as well in 2019. And we're glad to send one copy of the Seeking Him calendar per household to anyone who makes a gift to Revive Our Hearts this month. Be sure and ask for that calendar when you make your donation at reviveourhearts.com, or you can give us a call at 1-800-569-5959. Now, all those Christmas gifts you wanted to send out, Betsy, of the calendar, one per household for the gift of any amount. But if you'd like to order more for your friends to send as Christmas gifts, those will be available at reviveourhearts.com.
So tomorrow, we will continue to look back to the very first True Woman Conference. Please be back for Revive Our Hearts.
Revive Our Hearts with Nancy DeMoss Wagelmuth wants to help you grow in freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ. It's an outreach of Life Action Ministries.